Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Ain't Off of the Streets. Welcome to the Ain't Off of the Streets podcast.
Ain't Off of the Street. Ain't Off of the Streets.
Yo, today we got Damien, Jada Inc., a truck driver, has been doing his thing in the city. You know what I mean? He went to the struggle. He's at where he's at right now by pretty much hustling and doing his whole, like, his whole get rich or die trucking thing. He got courses to teach the young men in the city to get in the truck trade. You know, we're about to get in a great conversation with him so he can let us know how to get in trucking, his background, and what do you guys need to even start your own trucking business and things like that. Yo, so Damien, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm blessed, my brother.
Okay, that's good. Yo, man, I've been following you for a minute on Instagram. I've been seeing the type of posts you be posting, showing people how the trucking game is, your dump truck, and how hard it is, how hard you worked for the blessings that you have in your life right now. Right. And you can talk about the struggles that you had in the past and things like that, and have you been able to overcome it? So it's been really, like, you know, I really like that. I admire the strength that you had to keep doing what you do, because it's not easy. So what I wanted to ask you, like, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into trucking.
Well, my name is Damien Blackman, born in Barbados, raised in the city, left Barbados when I was about 9-10 years old, came to Jane Strip, moved from Jane to Scarborough, then from there moved on up to Durham region, Oshawa side, and as a youngster, I've always been fascinated with trucks as a child, right? So I remember how it started, because I would look out on my balcony. I lived at 4500 Jane Street, and I would always look out my balcony and I would see the trucks driving up and down the strip, up and down the strip. And it always just fascinated me, like the wheels, the size of it and all that stuff, right? And then I just remember telling my mother, yo, I want to drive trucks when I get older. So she would buy me all the toys. I'd be in the living room with all these toys, trucks and all that. And then I just pursued it as I got older. It never left me, right? And I just, that became my passion. And yeah, that's what I decided to do. And when I was about, 20 years old, went and got my license. And
wow,
I hit the road.
Well, that's crazy. At such a young age, you knew exactly what you wanted to do. You feel right. Me? Even right now, I still don't know what I want to do. I'm doing this whole media. It's evolving into something. I'm doing podcasts. Right. I never done podcasts before. You know what I mean? So that's crazy.
Right,
at a young age, you knew, like, you know, I'm going to do trucking. That's what I'm going to stuck with. So what I wanted to ask you, like, your journey to become your own boss, to work as a truck driver, like, what really got you into it? Besides you being young, did you see the freedom of having, being able to create a lot of revenue for yourself? What really got you into trucking? Because it's not
easy. Well, it was that. It was the freedom. It was the revenue. But it was mostly, I used to be like a knucklehead, a hardhead. I like running the streets. I don't like authority. We don't like authority in the street. So being a truck driver, I know that I can make great money, but I have the freedom to go do what I want. So I'm in my own office, my own cubicle. There's no boss per se leaning over my neck telling me what to do. You get a destination. This is where you have to go. Take it here, and that's that. So you're free to do whatever you want while make great money. And that was intriguing to me, right? That was appealing to me, that I can still be somewhat free, right? There's no punching in, really, no 9-to-5. I could take break when I want to, all that stuff. Wow. So that was really appealing to me, right? And I got to travel. And that was another thing. Like, I was able to travel, so I've seen damn near all over Canada, all over America, and getting paid to do all that, right? So that was extremely appealing to me. Yeah, for sure.
Dope. That's a dope answer, right? Having the freedom to do what you want to do. That's exactly what I'm chasing. Chasing that freedom to just work for myself, rely on this 9-to-5 or whatever it may be, and what I like. Be able to pay the bills with, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Because that's what it is, man. You gotta have that balance, right? We don't want to. I think I call it the grand awakening, right? Where the world is becoming, well, they use the term woke, but I prefer enlightened. So we're becoming more enlightened, and we realize that it's been a scam, basically, for you to work for 40, 50 years of your life to retire on pennies, and then don't have a chance to enjoy your life. You know what I mean? You got to enjoy your life. There's no freedom, right? I always say, I don't want to wait till I'm 65, 75 to be to be able to finally get that drop top, and I don't got no hair for it to blow in the wind. You know what I mean? I want to do that while I'm young.
For sure, that's how I am as well too. You know what I mean? That's why I go so hard. You know?
Right. Like you have to. You know what I mean? Yeah, you have to.
You're definitely right about that. So what I wanted to ask you as well. I didn't write any questions down, so I'm just going to
Let's get it. We're having a conversation.
For real. So I wanted to ask you, like, how big is that drug industry? Like, because they always tell me there's a lot of money in the truck business. Because I see there's different trucks. There's trucks that carry trailers, and you got dump trucks. So how is there, like, a different section? How big is it?
Well, yeah, so I have both, right? Because I prefer dump trucks, but I do have – right now I'm sitting in the in the semi, which is a tractor trailer. So, yeah. But the trucking game is an $800 billion a year industry.
Wow,
that's what a B, fam. $800 billion.
Wow. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Right, and we as Black people, we have a very, very minuscule percentage of that. Right.
Wow.
Other races have it, and it hasn't really been, I guess, advertised or promoted to our people. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we've been missing out on that a lot.
Yeah. Wow. So wanted to ask, like, since you said it's such a big business, what kind of license do you need to drive like a dump truck? Do they have different licenses? And how long does it take to get these licenses?
Yeah, so you need a commercial license. So from a dump truck, you'll need either a Class D or a Class B. Like Class B, D, or C, but for you to drive like a tractor trailer, you need a Class A. But if you get your Class A, you can drive all them things underneath it, right? So you could drive a dump truck and all that stuff. Yeah. So you might as well just go get your Class A. You'll be able to drive. Drive both. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for you to obtain your license, and it's about maybe about anywhere from 7 to 10,000. You know what I mean? In the city, yeah, for a driving school.
7 to 10,000. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great investment though. To do once you do that, that license, is it guaranteed for you to get a job right after?
Yeah, for sure. Especially now. Well, there's like, so I call it recession proof, because I don't think people understand the importance of trucks, right? And like I said, it hasn't been promoted to us, so we don't really know how important it is. Nothing moves without a truck. Right, whether it comes off a plane, train, or a boat, it has to be moved by a truck, right?
Yeah.
Everything that you see, everything that you use in your everyday life came on a truck, right? Nice. Everything, yeah. The microphone, the technology that we're using right now, the water, the trucks came on the truck, your clothes, your food, everything came on a truck, right? So why not let's have a piece of something that's so important? It's recession proof. Even right now that we're going through this pandemic, well, the only thing moving really is trucks. Trucks save the day. You know what I mean? So food has to be food has to be delivered. Medicine has to be delivered. The vaccines have to be delivered. Without those trucks moving, everybody dies and everything shuts down. Right? So yeah, get piece of that. Get piece of something that's extremely important. You know what I mean? Own something that's extremely important.
Okay. So would you compare like having your truck license or whatever? Maybe would you compare it as an investment into buying a property and things like that? Does it have like the same similar
kind of thing?
Do we turn back right away?
So actually, in my opinion, owning a truck is going to bring you a quicker return than owning property.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to turn around extremely quick, right? You recoup that quickly, where it takes at least a few years for you to get a major return on your investment for real estate. You know what I mean? Yeah, but what I would do, those two go hand in hand. So you purchase the truck first, and then get the real estate after, because it's gonna feed on into that, and then you just grows exponentially, right?
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. What I always talk to people, right? One thing I notice about just like society in general, because once you get a record, you go to jail. That's why I feel like a lot of young Black men are dealing with, right? Once you get a record, get out there, you pretty much can't get a job. You can't get a corporation job. They do background checks and on you sometimes you have no choice but to go back to the streets and do whatever you gotta do to feed yourself, right? So what I wanted to ask you, is there like any obstacles when it comes to that? Let's just say you used to be you had a past record, are you able to still get your license? a trucking license?
Of course. Well, I just came home from in 2017, June 6, 2017, I was released. Did just over 2 years for firearm possessions and drug charges. And I'm running trucks right now, right? I got homies. I got two employees that I've hired. They got criminal records from doing dirt. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that doesn't stop me. That's the great thing about trucking as well, that they're not telling you. It doesn't matter. You may not be able to cross the border, but you don't have to cross the border for you to partake in the trucking industry, right? And you don't even have to drive. You could own and still be great. You know what I mean? Oh, so, wow. Yeah, criminal record doesn't stop you from doing nothing in trucking. Nothing.
That's dope. So just like since we're having an honest conversation here, how much would a trucker expect to make within like a week or 2 weeks, a paycheck, like or a yearly salary?
In the yearly salary, I would say anywhere from 65 to 80K.
Wow.
Yeah, huh? You can make upwards or more depending on how far you want to run, if you're doing long haul, stuff like that. But yeah, anywhere from 60K and up, 60 and up. Yeah, for sure. Easily.
Okay. Okay. Dope. Before I
and that's for employees. If you're an owner now, then you're gonna make way more than that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh wow. So as yourself, are you still a driver yourself, or do you have drivers under you that drive your trucks?
Both. So I have drivers driving my trucks, and I drive as well.
Oh wow. Why do you still drive, since you will pretty much wanna like own your time?
Well, I love driving, and that extra income for myself helps me to invest more into the company and other things. That, and it's going to get me out of the truck easier. So I'm using all that. It's reinvested right into the company. And yeah, but I think this is going to be my last year probably driving full time. I'm just going to focus on just building the business, hiring and operations, right? Right now, I've been setting things into place where I don't necessarily need to drive by the end of this year and just continue. So I've been privately working on a few things and investments, getting everything right, where I don't really need to be in the truck and I can help my people more from on the outside.
Oh, that's dope. You definitely gotta have a plan. That's why I always tell people, a lot of people be wanting to quit their jobs to do this, but you gotta have a plan, because you still gotta survive.
Sure.
Like make sure these income supplement the bills that you have.
Right, exactly.
Once you have your plan, then go ahead, take the leap of faith, but make sure you have a plan to fund everything you have to
do. And with a plan now, it's less of a leap of faith because you already have a plan, right?
Yes.
So it's not even faith no more. It's like, yeah, because, you got your plan. You got to follow that. I like that. It's like I was listening to Jim Rohn, and he likens it to a ship, right? A ship or cruise ship doesn't leave the dock without a destination. Otherwise, you're going to be drifting in the middle of the ocean, right? It has a destination, right? So in order for it to get from Toronto to Barbados, it may stop down in Miami. It may stop in, what's it called, in Cuba, then go over to Jamaica, then head on down. But it's all those stops are calculated for. You know what I mean? It may not know how long it may stop. Things may arise or issues arise on the journey, but we still know where we're going. That is your plan for life, right? Many people just go out there thinking, well, I'm just going to go out there and make it big. I'm going to be the millionaire truck driver, or I'm going to be this illest rapper. No one is ever planning out their steps of life, hoping to get there. You won't get there.
Yeah, you're,
right? You might end up shipwrecked. You got to propel it. Yeah.
Yeah. Planning. Yeah, that was some gems right there. That was some gems for real. You definitely have that planning. So the reason why I wanted to actually talk to you, because like I said, I've been watching you on Instagram, do your thing with the trucking business. And I'm also wanting to get into trucking as well, like get my license. Get my license, I might just invest, buy a truck, and have somebody run the truck for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a great thing. Yeah, that's a great thing for you to do, because with all the theft, the stuff that you have got going on, I think your energy would be more better used by just investing in the truck and just having it run, right? Yeah, and I can show you how to do all that. I can show you how to get your drivers, the contracts, what type of trucks to get, all of that. We have all that information. You know what I mean? And you continue to just grow.
Definitely right about that. That's why I really wanted to connect with you, because I've seen that you had courses on your website. I'm like, wow, a lot of these kids, they might not have the money to go to like Seneca or whatever, one of these big driving schools to learn the information. By going to your course, they'd be paying fractions of the price to kind of like learn experience that you had, because there's so many young men in the city. I feel like needs different avenues to look to make money. You know what I mean? So what do you think about, how do you feel like your courses will help our young men out there?
Help them immensely, man. Like, it's like you said, it's showing them a different way, a different path, for a small investment. Like, what? For less than an ounce of loud, for less than a pair of Jordans, for less than a weekend at the club, way less than any university, right? You're going to learn how to create generational wealth. We always hear that. That term is ubiquitous, right? We hear it, generational wealth. But in this case, it really is generational wealth that you're building. Like my assets and equipment that I own, it's going to be passed down to my children and my children's children, because I'm building something tangible that can last, right? No one can't take and grab this from us, right? So what I'm showing the kids is, because I was a youngster as well. We didn't think we're going to get old, you know what I mean? Or get older. Things change, life changes. You're going to really have to get the plan. Like, that lifestyle is not sustainable, right? You're going to need to switch it up. And this is a great way to transition. You know what I mean? You can still be fly. Like I tell people all the time, like, I like riding my S550 Benz. I like wearing my jewelry, right? It's called Get Rich or Die Trucking, play on 50 Cent, right? We need all them things. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's cool.
And plus, it's more appealing coming from someone like you than somebody that never really went through the struggle, that never understand the trauma that they dealt with and things like that. They'd be more willing to listen to you and look into the courses and trying to like implement that into their life. That's why I always tell people sometimes people can just, not everybody could talk to people, you know. You have to somewhat relate to where they come from, somewhat. Yeah, you have a background to where they come from, so they could kind of like take the word. Can you hear me?
Sorry, cut out there.
Yeah, you good? Yo, my man is in the truck right now working, getting this bread. That's what he's at right now. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
Nah, it's cool. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted to definitely get in contact with you because I wanted, like, one thing is about stopping the violence, but also, what are you offering them to stop the violence? It had to be something.
Right, right. I tell people that all the time. You want me to put these guns down? Feed me. What am I going to eat? What am I going to do? How am I getting this money? You need to be some type of alternative, right? Yeah, like trade something. You can't just tell someone to put it down. It's like energy. They say energy doesn't die. It just, it transfers, right? Yeah. So you can't, these guys want the energy to stop. No, you have to transfer that energy into something positive or something else. What are you going to do? Where are they going to take that energy? Show them how to run businesses, right? They're already businessmen. If you're selling whatever, you're a businessman, right? Mm-hmm. Now make it a business where you can actually go to the bank and get investments and blow that thing up. You know what I mean? But put down the guns, man.
You're definitely right about that. So we definitely got to connect for sure and see what kind of, if we could offer like a free courses or one or two free courses, do like a giveaway type thing so people can kind of like get familiar to who you are and what you do. So they'd be able to
connect. Let me know how much you want me to give away on your platform. If they're listening, you figure it out. Yeah. And I'm going to give it away. Definitely, for sure. Because it's for the people, right? We need to get our people on, because here's the thing. Other races know about trucking and know what's going on, right? Many people don't know about trucking and what you could actually do and make in our community, right? So what I'm doing is making it known, like, yo, listen, this is the wave. This is it. This is the secrets that they've been keeping from you. Man, the youngins like, they like all the rappers and stuff, not knowing their favorite rappers are truck owners, truck business owners. You know what I mean? Sure. So
interview. You say you own a couple of trucks. So how much would you say it costs to pretty much start a trucking business? Like, just say I don't want to drive. I just want to get a truck to get a driver to drive it and get some contracts. What's the minimum investment to start something like that?
Minimum, I would say at least have 25K, right? The more the better, right? But have 25K. Now, if your credit's decent, you could put, say,
10 to 15% of a truck of the down payment down on the truck. So let's say you could get a truck for like $5,000 to $10,000 down, right? Then you're gonna need another 10 for operating expenses until you recoup your first paycheck. You know what I mean? That's gonna cover your fuel. That's gonna cover your driver's wages and your insurance. And then after your first 30 days, you're starting to get your checks, and then you're rolling from there. Right, you get you a nice, if you're gonna go with tractor trailer, which I suggest, you go with like a $40,000 truck, right?
Wow.
Decent. Have it checked out by a mechanic for sure. I have mechanics. If you're in the Toronto area, hit me up. Right, I have all those resources, and yeah, you just go from there. Get you like a $40,000-$50,000 truck. Get you a driver. Get you a contract. Sit back and wait for the your returns to roll in.
Oh wow! So, like you said, as an owner, you could earn more than $85,000 as an owner. How much would something like that?
Yeah, for sure, you're gonna earn more than $85,000. And the money is actually in the volume. So, the more trucks you have, the more revenue you're going to in turn receive, right? But yeah, you're gonna definitely make more as an owner, right? And you have the freedom as well, right? So, more importantly, is the freedom while you're making your money, right?
So do you work every day, like Monday to Sunday or Monday to Friday? How many days do you work?
Well, to be honest, right now, I just set a financial goal for myself. So I'm on the road as of last week. I'm probably going to be on the road for like 2 months, two, three months. But usually I work, if I'm in the dump truck, I'll work like Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to like 5 p.m. or whatnot. But what I'm doing over the road, I'm just on the road. So like right now I'm getting ready to go to London, Ontario, and then I'm going to go to Guelph first, pick up a load, take that to London. From London, I'm going to head back to Brampton, and from Brampton, I'm headed out to Ottawa. Then from Ottawa, I'm headed out to like New Brunswick, and then wherever from there. So I'm on the road. That's like a whole week right there.
Do you mean like you on the road the whole week? You don't go home?
I'm not going home. I got the bed right here. I got my clothes, toothbrush, all that stuff. I'm comfortable. I got unlimited Wi-Fi on my Telus, so I'm straight.
Oh, wow, that's a real hustle. Yeah, you got to be making some stupid bread like that.
Yeah, we doing pretty good. And it's like trapping to me, right? When I was on the street, I was OT all day. I didn't come home until I met my quota. So if I could do that and risk jail time and risk freedom, risk my life, I could do this legally. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's crazy. That's a smart way to think about it. So one thing people always say is a disadvantage or like a downside to trucking is the fact that you're always away from your family or from your kids or whatever because you're always on the road. Yeah. Health, things like that, because you sit down a lot. So what would you say about that? What's your take on that?
Well, there's let's start with the health. So we all know the brand Get Rich or Die Trucking. There's also Get Fit or Die Trucking, where I implemented workouts into your daily truck driving, right? Because we live a sedentary lifestyle. We're sitting a lot, right? So we do work out. We eat healthy, right? There's I have this a partnership or a friendship with his name is Anthony from A Plus Smoothies, right? And I suggest everyone to go take a look at that. Where smoothies with green juices, almond, all that stuff where you drink and it's all organic and it helps you as opposed to be eating a whole bunch of junk food, McDonald's and stuff on the road because it's only gonna make you fat and unhealthy, right? With the juices and the healthy eating, it keeps your body alert, keeps your brain alert so you're able to focus longer. And then when you stop, you do your exercise. I have enough room in here to do exercises. My trailer, I could do a 20-30 minute set at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. So you can stay healthy, right? This is not your grandfather's trucking, right? This is the new age of trucking. So we fit with it, right? And and as far as the going on long distances, you don't have to go on long distances, right? You could drive local, you could drive city, you could be home, you could have on a schedule. Even if you do decide to drive long distances, you could still plan your days back home, right? So it's not back in the day where you were just gone for all this time, right? And if your kids miss you, there's technology, right?
You're going Zoom.
Zoom, there's FaceTime, there's all that stuff. So there's ways around all of that, right? You just have to make the sacrifice and figure out what you want to do, and then you go ahead and do all that.
Definitely right about that. So would you say as a trucker, you make more money doing long distance than doing locals?
Yeah, long distance usually pays more. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Oh, okay. Wow. All right. And so you pretty much have so much experience in this job. So would you, are you doing mostly long distance nowadays? Since you got a, you say you got
I don't go really, really far. Like I said, the most I'll do is like, I'm going up to New Brunswick, but I go to like Ottawa and stuff because I've made it where I'm okay. I don't need to go extremely far and be on the road that much. My contracts are pretty much decent, right? We have great contracts, and that comes with experience and networking over time. But yeah, like there's over the road, there's still aggregates, right? Which is like the dump truck area. But you could run like live bottom trailers and dumps. If you guys come onto my page or get in contact with me, I can explain it even more in detail. You see exactly what's going on through my YouTube and all that. But there's still work that you can do in the city and make great money without having to leave and go on the road. So that's all subjective, man. You just got to find the right contracts to figure out where you want to do and how much money you want to make.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, dope. Great answer. So I know we talk about the lavish life about being a trucker, how much money you make. So what's the headache? How much headache does being a trucker give you? Like,
so I hate the cold, and I'm out in the cold when I gotta go and like, you know what I mean? Maybe release trailers, undo trailers. I gotta get out to go in the shipper, stuff like backing up, driving at night. There's traffic. There's being away from home for long distances, right? And yeah. If you own the truck now, there's fuel. You gotta make sure you get the right pricing on fuel, the expenses, because as much money as you make, you still have a lot of expenses as well, right? So your insurance may not be that cheap. You may be paying anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 in insurance a month, right? Your truck payment. There's a lot of expenses. Your driver, there's driver error. Did your driver break something? Did your driver ruin the transmission? You know what I mean? Do you have to go replace a $3,000 or a $5,000 clutch? Stuff like that, you know what I mean? So those are the headaches and the expenses that come with it. However, it's worth it. Right, I heard Nipsey said it's worth it. It's gonna be hard, but it's worth it. Okay? I believe so. It's worth it. Anything worth having is not gonna come easy anyway.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. That's why, like, you gotta keep moving. I've been making stupid moves, so because it's not easy, man. If it's not what I'm doing right now, it's not easy right now. Just me connecting with you, trying to share the gospel. What I find these information, I call them the gospel. You say you go to church and you hear about the Bible and things, but these things are gospel that our community need to hear. How to fix your credit, trucking, Bible. You know what I mean? Just investing in stocks. That's why I'm trying to connect with a lot of people like that as well. As much as I'm into the music industry, I'm also like a life guy. You know, I understand how life works. Like certain things, you gotta have this in place you don't have to.
Credit. Like what you said, credit is a major thing, man. Get the credit right. Fix your credit up, learn to invest in stocks, and don't be shy and timid to ask for information, right? A lot of people have that fear of just being able to ask. They think it's too cool or they want their ego to be bruised or like, nobody knows everything. Ask a damn question, bro. You know what I mean? It's going to save your life in the long run. Like, yeah, get your credit right. Learn how to invest. Read a book, right? Like, figure things out because it's going to come a time where we can't physically work. So right now, I am my earning power. We are our earning power. We could physically go out there and make the money, right? We could physically earn. It's going to come a time where we can't earn. We're going to become old. We can't go out there and work. The workforce is going to change. They want younger people. So what are you going to do, right? I see a lot of people, no offense to anybody working at Walmart or stuff like that. If you chose to do that, cool. That's your dream, right? I support that. But if it was by circumstance, you had to go work there, then you messed up in life, right? You didn't plan correctly, right? You didn't learn certain things that you needed to learn because there's no way that I wanted to be 75 or 65 and have to get up and stand on my feet all day telling people, hi, don't touch this cart. I mean, like I said, no offense to anybody who's doing that, but that's if you chose to do that, that's great. But if you didn't, then you made some wrong choices, right? And I don't think the youngins and even some old heads understand that, yo, life is short, but it's still long. You know what I mean? It's still long, man. And you're gonna be older way longer than you are younger, right?
You definitely about that. And being old is not fun either, because I be working in the healthcare industry, and I see how I treat old people. And that's why I always tell people, trying to enjoy your life as much as you can now, because it's not fun when you
it's not fun when you're old and broke. So imagine that. It's worse.
Worse. Definitely right about that. And I'm glad that you pretty much being honest about everything, letting people know the headache, the downside and the upside of things, because people got to know the whole truth. A lot of people like to jump into opportunities without looking both sides. They just hear one side. You have to like do your research and see what kind of risk you're willing to take, you know, because it's a risk factor as well. Right. You know?
Yeah. And that, I like what you said. It's about the risk as well, because see me, I take risks. So I understand when I'm having my seminars, or if I am doing my consultations and they ask me certain questions, I have to give my disclaimer, like, I would jump out there and do it because I believe that something's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, I learn what not to do, but I'm never going to play the timid game. I'm not. I'm going to jump out there. You know me? You know, all right, I'll give you a story. When I was younger, how I learned to swim, and I carried this philosophy and way of life through my whole life. I was about 7 years old, 6-7 years old, and I was in Barbados at my aunt's house. We had a pool party, and I can't swim, never swam before. My older cousin, Pandy, pushed me in the deep end.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he just pushed me in. And it was either drown or learn to swim. I'm here today, so you already know. I learned to swim that day by myself, never swam before. And innately, I think I carry that through my whole life, because now as jump in, I'm going to figure this thing out. You're not going to drown me. I can't drown. I can't die. And I literally believe that. I roll with that. That's not Instagram talk. That's not Zoom talk. If you've been around me long enough, you'll know this is my energy. I cannot fail at anything. I'm going to learn and I'm going to figure it out. I just believe it. So I'm not going to be shy about nothing, because I don't believe the world belongs to the timid. It belongs to the risk takers. It belongs to those who's bold enough to think that, yo, we're going to go do this. We could change the world, right? It belongs to us, right? So, yeah, I don't have no fear, man. Like, there's things to be fearful of, but have no fear. This is life. This is easy. This is just business. This is going after your goals. I don't understand why people are going to sit there and not really go in for their goals and dreams, where they're seeing everybody else live. Time is passing them by. They're not even trying nothing. If it doesn't work, okay, go back to where you were, but try something, bro.
Yo, that's why I'm out here doing my little podcast. I'm trying it. Cause like, let me tell you something about I've been thinking about doing a podcast, but I never had the strength, the push to do it. But like, yo, ain't nobody gonna push me to do this. You feel me? So it's like, get off my ass and push myself. Even when I'm tired, I had to learn about these mics, these boards, you know, these headphones, the laptop, Zoom. So I had to like pretty teach my own self how to start a whole podcast production. You know what I mean?
Yep. And that's going to be rewarding for you in the future, because it's like compounded interest, right? Compounded interest is only little bit, but it's a snowball effect. It's going to grow and it's going to become bigger and bigger, right? You just keep going. Those little steps that you take become huge steps in the end, right? So don't ever stop, or don't ever worry about how little the steps are. Just take the steps. As long as you're taking the steps, it's going to grow into something massive. It just has to. That's physics. That's life.
You're right about that. It's really life, because the way people see me now, people see me all this. I'm this big person, this big media page that do these billboards or whatever, but they didn't never see the background work I've been doing. These shows with 150 people, connecting with DJs, connecting with artists, building that real connection. It was never online. It was mostly outside. I was doing parties, showcases, and things like that. Really building the community. You feel me?
Right.
When people see you when you're up there, but they never recognize the hard work you put in.
Right. Right.
To get up, you know what I mean? To get all these connections, all these networks that you currently have as well too. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication, because you could have easily give up. The same way I could easily say, forget this. Oh, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So never give up, man. You ever see that meme on the gram where it's like there's two people, they're mining for diamonds, and one person, he's probably like three swings away before he makes like you know what I mean? And he turns around and the other guy keeps going, you know what I mean? That's it. We just don't know how close you are to your breakthrough, your next level. And people quit. They say it's too hard. And that'll be your breakthrough right there. I mean, it gets hardest before your breakthrough. That's how you know you're on the right path. Like, it gets hard. You know what I mean?
Trust me, it gets really hard because why are you going to your breakthrough? There's people that didn't go to the breakthrough and watching you go to the breakthrough that doesn't have the dedication or the strength to do that themselves. That's when right. They look at you, they're hating on you, be like, yo, how the hell this guy be able to do it, to push himself right. out there? Yeah, you know what I mean? So it gets right. really hard. It gets yep. really hard. The energy you surround yourself with, there's people that want to put you down and say, what you doing? Nah, don't do this, don't do that. They're trying to, you know what I mean? So it's a real thing. It's like chasing your dream, chasing your passion, trying to chase financial freedom. It's not an easy road.
It's not. That's why there's a 1% and a 5% of people that own 95% of today's wealth. That's why. Yeah, that's why. You know what I mean? Because people are just going to give up too easy, man. Like, there's this book called Outwitting the Devil, right? Yeah. And you got to read that. Or there's also audio books, so you can listen to it on YouTube. And it speaks about some of the fears of people. And the fears, there's like fears of criticism, what people are going to think, fear of failure, all these stuff I'm going to send it to you. Outwitting the Devil. I believe it's Napoleon Hill, if I'm not mistaken, but don't quote me on that. But it's Outwitting the Devil. And yeah, those are one of the fears that stops people. Some people aren't going to go speak to that person because they're being feared of being criticized, how it's going to look. It's like getting rejected by the girl at the club, the hot girl. Nobody wants to walk over to the bar and get dissed in front of the whole club.
You're right about that, man.
They have that fear. Go over there and talk to her. You never know. She might be feeling because you're the actual one to walk over there. You know what I mean? Yeah, and if you get rejected, you know that's not the one for you. You know what I mean? Holler at a friend.
As simple as that, right? I keep it moving. I holler at a few people to get on my podcast. They say no. Okay, great. I follow up the next time. Maybe it wasn't your time. Maybe it wasn't our time for us, you know? I feel like we built an interaction to the point like where you're able to come and have a talk with me. You respect what I do and I respect what you do as well. So it only works that way when both energies collide. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And man, hold on one second. I think we have to, as our culture, we have to unlearn and relearn right now. We've been so programmed with music and television influences us, right? We've been influenced to do some crazy stuff for these last 10, 20 years, right? Now we have to unlearn and relearn because that old way of living is non-existent. This is a new world that we're going into, and it's a new time, new era. And we can't go into the new with the old way of thinking. Like, Yeshua says you can't put new wine in old wineskins, right? The bag will burst, right? So we literally have to like unlearn and relearn. What we were taught, that can't make it no more. We gotta talk ownership, we gotta talk networking, we gotta talk no hating, right? We gotta talk real support, right? Even if it's business, what's beneficial for you, make it beneficial for me. Even if it's just that, well, let's do it, because we still have to. And especially as a race, right? We do too much for individuality, for ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And that's not going to be good, because there's other, I don't want to bring other races, but to make my point, other races are going to do things for their people. They're not doing it just for them. So a person might not, I'm not working with no up next. Why? I can't. Nah, he's gonna take my shine. When you could be like, nah, that's gonna make our exposure better, right? Let's grow. You know what I mean? They're gonna do things for the betterment of their people and their race and their community. We're not doing that. We do for self too much, and we need to change that. You know what I mean? So you'll go like a person could come, a white person go to the bank and get. They could be homeless or messed up their whole life, but they're going to go and get treated properly because of their race, right? Even if you go to the police brutality, they always say, well, the cops are going to shoot us and they're going to let these guys go. We keep crying about why the cops are going to let them go. Yes, white privilege is real, but so is black privilege. We're not talking the real. There's privilege everywhere, right? Because certain races aren't going to get the privilege that we get. between our people. It is this privilege for every race, but they're taking care of their own. It's what they're supposed to do. When are we going to take care of our own? You know what I mean?
Right about that. It start with conversations like that. You know what I mean? Because like, people gotta be willing to connect. I be trying to connect with people. Sometimes a connect don't work out because you move weird and shit. Because it's like, right. People gotta be willing to connect. It has to be. You have to be passionate about this. It's like, I just feel like a lot of people are not passionate about sharing the information. People like to keep it to themselves, like you were saying.
Right.
I have this connect. I could do this. I could do that. But to me, when I have something I like to share, just like when I was doing these billboards, I didn't just think by myself. I'm like, which artist can I put up there that I haven't got the shine? Let me help. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like when you empower people, you get more empowered yourself, and they're gonna be able to empower somebody else. It's like a snowball of energy, like you were saying, right?
You see, those people have a poverty mentality. They don't think that they will get more, right? So they're gonna hold on to whatever they have, whether that be money, whether that be fame, whether that be contacts. They think they're only going, this is all I have, because a poor person isn't going to spend their last because they think, this is my last. They're not operating in an abundance and in a wealth mentality, saying that, yo, the universe is abundant. God is abundant. There's always going to be more, right? And if I put my faith and I invested this right, it's going to come back tenfold, right? That's a wealth mentality. Many people have a poverty mentality, so they're going to hold on to whatever and not share it because they don't want to feel like, yo, I'm going to lose it now. I'm all messed up. Nah, we got to change our mentality. There's limitless opportunities out here, right? And we just got to share it. Like, I could give you some of my gift because I still have more of that. You can't be me and I can't be you. So no matter what, you can't stop my shine. What's for me is for me and what's for you is for you. But we can make this thing way bigger. You know what I mean? So yeah, we got to change our mentalities, man, from the poverty. And that goes back. That's a lot. It's going to take a lot to do that, right? It's deeper than just going to get some money and get a bag, because you could go get a bag and still be messed up, right? Where's the therapy? What are the root issues, right? So we really got to unlearn. There's like so much to do for our people. And we just really have to start there. We really got to start there.
Yeah, man, you're telling some truth and some gems right now. I'm not going to be holding you on for too long. I got a couple more questions for you before I let you go. So I like the fact that you're open and honest about everything and sharing some powerful words to people who's going to be listening to this podcast. Because one thing I realized, I don't know anything about trucking. So I'm going to like link up with a dude that know everything about trucking. I actually do the trucking so I could share that information. Maybe I might inspire one of these young guys to just probably listen to, you know what? Let me look into this trucking thing. Let me invest. Right. It's all about inspiring people. Because once you inspire somebody else, then you make them more powerful. They open their mind and start wanting to do more. You know what I mean?
Exactly. 100%.
Because words are very strong. You know, just us talking right now, you sharing the information, you probably pay. Like, you see how I'm asking you a question? Like, how much they pay? But you have to pay like $10,000 just to know that information.
People pay. But you know, it's you, man. This is you, man. You're different. You get that black privilege. You know what I mean?
That's why we definitely got to connect. What I was about to say, right? Fracker Trust, sorry about that. I was about to say, us linking up, right? I definitely want to like push the courses you have, even if you want to do a seminar just to teach people how to start trucking business, even if I could get some people to sign up for the course or sign up to pay for the seminar, we could definitely do something. If it's whatever you want to do, I just want to spread the message and be able to get people to connect with you, because we can't change the world, but we can change the people around us. You feel what I mean? Right. The people around us, they could inspire to change the people around them.
Right. I'm with that.
Okay, say less, bro. We definitely got connected. It was very nice talking to you, bro. Like, I got to know a lot about trucking, all these investments I'm thinking in my head already. Like, damn, I need to get a truck in the road to myself. You feel me?
Let's get it, man. You won't regret that decision, bro. I'm telling you. And thing is, you don't have to do it alone, right? Nobody has to do it alone, right? We could all invest somehow, and we just run under one organization, one umbrella, where it's just much bigger and everyone is sharing the pot. You know what I mean? It's always better to go to war with 300 people than five. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah, man, that's gospel right there. So I definitely appreciate the jams you provide to us. Let's go into some more entertainment wise. I know you listen to hip hop and things like that. Who is your top five hip hop artists? Not even just Canada, just overall hip hop artists.
Fabulous, Pac,
yeah,
Jadakiss, the old Lil Wayne, everything up to the Carter 2.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Weezy for sure. And who else, man? I got one more. Yeah, I say X, DMX.
Oh, yo, DMX is a classic. DMX is a legend. You feel me? So you gotta. Your top five is heavy. Your top five.
Yeah, yeah, some, for sure. For sure. You got some, because, yeah, you need that. You need, because I like X because he's from the street, right? But he keeps that authenticity, right? Like, you still know the Most High. We still know God. We're going to get busy if we need to get busy, but we're still going to show some love and respect. You know what I mean? Yeah, and, yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's what it is, because we don't want to, I don't ever want to come off or portray a lifestyle that isn't mine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we do a lot of capping on the gram. And I think that's a detriment. That's detrimental, right? I believe that, yes, we're going to go somewhere in life. We want it. We're aspiring to get there, but still, we're still us and still be us, right? We don't have to change really for anybody. This is our culture. This is us, right? So yep. Be authentic to ourselves while striving for better. You know what I mean? And Yeah, that's what I like, bro. That's what I like. Be authentic.
Yep. Facts, you're right about that. And also, what do you think about the hip hop in Toronto right now? Like, do you have any favorite artists that you listen to? What's your
host? I like Rony. I like Rone Dogg. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mess with Rony. I like that guy. My homie Porter G. I like Porter G. I think those are my.
That's your favorite one.
Yeah. Okay. I like Rone Dogg. Yeah. Oh, and what's the name there? Shrey, what's his name, man? He's lit.
Is that one of the new guys?
He has like a melodic flow, man.
You talking about Northside Benji?
Yes.
Okay, Northside Benji's lit.
Yeah. That's probably my top three right there for sure. Northside Benji. He's I'm rocking with him.
Okay, great. For my last question that I have for you, I feel like we talk a lot about mental health, how to be strong and how to go through life and being focused. So what I wanted to ask you, what advice would you like to share with people that's probably going to be listening to this podcast? Like, what advice would you like to share with them and how to keep going and staying positive to this whole COVID thing that we're going through, or even throughout life, how to stay positive and keep going?
Unlearning and relearning. Therapy is cool. Right? We all have traumas and issues from childhood and our race that we've been experiencing and our parents have experienced that we need to get under control, right? And therapy, it's nothing wrong with that. Back in the day, you would think that, oh, something's wrong with you, you crazy. No, we need proper avenues to release and understand what we're going through, right? We're all under PTSD. It's a real thing, right? You're not supposed to be in the hood. We're not supposed to be seeing parents struggle. We're not supposed to be seeing friends dying at 10, 11. It's not cool to be talking about that. You know what I mean? That's stuff you see in war, right? When you see 10, 20 people dying or 5 people dying, right? Other regular neighborhoods, they don't see death like that, right?
Yeah.
So we need help on those things, right? And yeah, we need help, man. I think make that cool. Make getting mental health cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's going, get therapy, man. We got root issues. That's damaging us. We don't want to talk about the paranoia, the stress. You know what I mean? The not able to trust anybody. Like, we need all those things. All those things that come from real life, we're all damaged people. We're all damaged people.
Yeah, that's one thing I was talking to on my previous podcast, I guess. I was saying, like, I spoke to Jay Prince about that, actually. He was saying how, like, And we, like, there's a lot of people out here that have serious mental health issues. You know, we need to speak right. about our issues, look for therapy and things like that. That's going, that's the only way we're going to be able to change and be able to make moving.
Yeah, my next therapy session is on the 28th. Yeah, I'm taking it, you know what I mean? And it's helped. It's been helping, you know what I mean? And you realize just how damaged you really are, right? Yep. Like, we got a lot of work to do, and that's just me. So imagine our people as a whole, right? They always say we have the crab in the barrel mentality. Those are stresses. Those are traumas. Like, we've been going through a lot. There's no way for single parents and fathers in jail and this and that. Like, kids growing up without parents or we need the help, and I think we should all get it. We're not in the era of the shoot 'em up bang bang anymore. That's dead. The gangster's life is dead. First of all, they're giving you football numbers, right? The streets isn't the same anymore. It's not alluring. Like, they're giving you numbers. They want you to go away. And ain't nothing cool about getting 100 years or 90 years or 50 years in jail. You know what I mean? It's not cool. You know, let's live. Let's ball out here, right? Let's make reading cool. Let's make mental health cool. Let's make being there for each other cool. Positivity cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying be a punk. There's always gonna be issues that need to be resolved, right? Be a man about yours. But think twice about it, man. Yeah, don't go off your ego.
You're definitely right about that. So how did you go about getting therapy for the people that might be listening? How can somebody seek therapy? Do you have to pay for it, or there's some free programs?
Yeah,
there
should be some free. If you go online, there's some free free classes, free sessions in the city. If you're in the jail, you can speak to somebody in there. The like social workers or whatnot. If you're on road, you can speak to like your social workers, or you can just go online and speak to your doctor. Right, a simple Google search. You know what I mean? There's this keepsix.org or Natasha Pennycook. Those guys are like real great therapists. I did a panel with those guys a few months back, you know what I mean? But yeah, get therapy, man. Get therapy, right? Figure out for your budget. It helps. We don't want to perpetuate the cycles. You don't want your children going through the same issues you've been going through. You know what I mean? But don't perpetuate. So get therapy for sure. Mental health.
Yo, thank you very much for sharing that information, man. I really appreciate that. And also, I appreciate you staying in your truck for like an hour and just talking to me.
That's light work, man. That's light work.
That's real love. That's real love. That's why I be trying to tell people, like, sometimes you got to connect, because we could always miss these connects. It might never happen again. See how you told me you get to today? I like, shit. All right, let me go. I thought you were about to be like next weekend or something. I like that.
Let's get it. We don't know what's promised tomorrow, right? So let's get it today. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And I rate what you're doing. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, like, I'm geeked to be a guest on your show, because I'm like, yo, this guy's out here doing his thing. Like, I want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? Like, I've always, you already know, like, we don't go too often, but every once in a while I'll send like what you're doing, or like, donate, or, you know?
That's the same way I do to you as well, too. Like, yo, I like this trucking thing, this guy. We definitely got to connect and share resources, because I feel like I could like spread those knowledge that you have to my community and empower them when it comes to things like that. You know what I mean? So that would definitely help for real. That's love. Yeah, but before I let you go, my man, I want to let the people know where they could contact you, where they could follow you, and what type of services you have out there. Even if they could do one-on-one consultation with you, where they could find all that information.
All right. So my most Instagram. So my Instagram account is Jada Trucking Empire. So Jada_Trucking_Empire. Right. Or you can hashtag Get Rich or Die Trucking. My website is GetRichOrDieTrucking.ca. And yeah, that's it. My YouTube is Jada Inc. But yeah, you can get everything from my Instagram page, man. I'm out there showing what I do, giving some motivation, inspiration to the folks, and just authentic. This is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Like, we young, we black, we from the city, and we're going to make a change. This is what we're doing. We're going to make a change, right?
You're right about that, and that's how we start. Just having that communication and see if our energy aligns. Because sometimes you might want to connect with somebody else that the energy doesn't align. They don't see the vision. They don't see the environment you're trying to do. Because a lot of people get at me saying I support everybody, but like, man, I support people that support me. Like that's how I support me. I'm not supporting your ass. And people that invest with me, pay their money to get my page, pay me for my time or whatever. I mean, that's the people I support, and I support them back, and we keep growing. You know what I mean?
That's a whole fact, for sure.
And another thing, right? Because a lot of people see the things I'm doing. One thing I realized when it comes to the city or just the entertainment industry with Black people, whatever it may be, a lot of people like to watch. They don't like to do. They like to wait for this person to get their hand. Label, this billboard to put me on the billboard. Bro, you could do all that yourself. You just got to invest in yourself. Right.
Exactly. Yo, let me tell you something about that. That's so true because, all right, for the business page on the brand, you can see the analytics, right? My largest following is Toronto, but I get the least engagement from my people. I remember I put a post up one time like, yo, Toronto, you in here? Crickets. But if I go and put on my post, I'm like, yo, where's LA at? Where's Atlanta at? Everybody's going to, we in here. We in here. You know what I mean? And I'd be watching like, yo, my biggest following is from right here, and I'm putting on for the city. I'm trying to show y'all what's up, but that crab in the barrel mentality, the screw face capital, I guess, that we're trying to change, you know? And
We're gonna change it one conversation at a time, one energy exchange at a time. So I'm not gonna hold you for too long, man. So I appreciate you coming in this podcast. It means a lot to me because I be trying to connect with people, man. If you got something you can bring to the table, I got people that would eat. You feel me? Right. I got people that would pay to eat. So that is just keep exchanging information and keep sharing resources because that's the only way we move as a culture. Okay, I don't do this. You do that. Come here. Let's do that. Oh, yeah, you do stocks. Yeah, you do real estate. Come here. Let me put my people on this. Put my people on this. Let's spread this bread. You know what I mean? Let's create more opportunities. That's how I like to move. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Facts. I say it less, man. Have a good night, my man. Like, don't sleep behind the wheel, man. Like, be safe out
there. I won't, man. I won't. Much respect, man. Thank you for having me. Like I said, bro, I appreciate it. I respect it.
It's all love, man. It's all love. Keep doing your thing. We're going to connect again, trying to do a whole seminar or giving away some courses and things like that. You feel?
For sure.
Man, it's not like just stop the connect. Let's keep moving and just actually share that information out there.
For sure. Let's get it.
Good night, man.
You as well, brother. Good night.
Alex.